Thank you, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving, Hamilton Center. You know, it is a time for...
With his voice running hoarse after more than 30 days of trying to persuade Canadians he's the only choice, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau was in Hamilton in southern Ontario on Canada's Thanksgiving Day, kicking off the last week of his campaign. Trudeau and the other leaders are now focusing their appearances in key electoral districts, mainly where they have an opportunity to wrestle away seats from other parties or where they need to shore up support for their own. Ontario has been a crucial battleground. It's often true that if a party wins big in Ontario, it will win the election. Trudeau swept all the seats in Atlantic Canada in the last election in 2015, more than half of those in Quebec and 80% of Ontario. It was a big win for the Liberals. Now Trudeau wants to become the first prime minister since Jean Chrétien to win back-to-back majorities. But his public support has fallen across the country, and party strategists fear many seats in Ontario are at risk. In last year's provincial election, Conservative Doug Ford swept the Liberals out of power. But Ford's government has become exceedingly unpopular because of cuts to education and health care. Ford has stayed out of this federal election because of that unpopularity. And Trudeau is using that to his advantage, painting his main opponent, Conservative leader Andrew Scheer, as just another Doug Ford.
Of course, you all know what Conservative governments are like here in Ontario. You've dealt with Doug Ford's cuts. Andrew Scheer, he's got four times as much that he's planning on cutting across the country as Doug Ford is cutting in Ontario. And that is not what we need.
Pollsters suggest Trudeau and Scheer are tied in popular support around the 32% mark, not much different than when they started the race. The traditional third party in Canadian politics, the New Democrats, are being guided by the country's first ever visible minority leader, Jagmeet Singh. Singh's popularity has steadily grown during the campaign as Canadians got to know him, and his New Democratic Party is hovering below 20%, suggesting Singh could hold the balance of power if neither the Liberals nor the Conservatives win a majority. Last week, Singh said he would, if necessary, form a coalition with Trudeau's Liberals, but this week he quickly walked back from that message.
That was not my position. My position is this. We have a number of priorities, and I want Canadians to know that they could vote New Democrat, vote as many New Democrats as possible, and all the commitments that we've told you about, all our priorities that we told you about, we will fight hard to make sure that they're put in place.
For his part, Andrew Scheer stoked fears within the political right about a Liberal NDP coalition.
And now he's even leaving the door open to a coalition government with the NDP in a desperate attempt to cling to power. A coalition that will lead to even higher taxes, less jobs, more deficits, and bigger household bills. It's the coalition Canadians can't afford.
The other parties in this election, the Greens, the Separatist Bloc Québécois, and the People's Party, could come away with a handful of seats. And while the polls suggest a minority government is likely, they're not saying which party, the Liberals or the Conservatives, would lead it. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.